Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti. So let's just get started with this. Weather a little bit less than ideal for the farmers market, but still an exciting event as that's beginning to wind down. Only a couple of those left, so I'm sure people still trying to get out while they can. Can you educate me a little bit on how this week's farmers market went?
Right, so we definitely had a turn of weather real rapidly here, a lot of rain and cooler temperatures. Still had the farmers market. It's a rain or shine sort of event. And fewer vendors. We've got some that are done for the season, but then a couple others that because it was raining, they couldn't get out to pick produce. So just five vendors, but still a good variety between locally grown produce, fresh baked goods, some decor and things. So still had shoppers coming out. We've got our regulars that come right at 4 and others that kind of trickle in throughout the night. So with a nice jacket or even an umbrella, there was still some sprinkles. We still had a decent night overall. So lots of great selection for produce. We're kind of in that nice time period where you're still getting some of the end of the summer season and produce and then into the fall and into those winter items that we'll keep for quite a while. So great selection between that, you know, the pumpkins really make it feel like fall and everything else that you can think of.
And then another bit of exciting news for the community. The Conservation Board received a nice six-figure grant to help their trail connection project with the High Trestle Trail. And I was talking with Mike Wallace, the conservation director, and he had mentioned something that I hadn't even thought of. You know, in addition to having a nice trail for those who like being outdoors and like running and biking and all that fun jazz, but also connecting two communities like this project is set to do with Perry and Woodward has some economic value to area businesses and restaurants and shops and stuff like that. So can you kind of educate me a little bit on what this next step in the project has as far as impact on the Perry community and Perry commerce?
Sure. Well, one thing to mention is, you know, those two trails alone are, you know, basically the top two trails in the whole state. And so by having that connector trail, you are, you know, it's not just doubling, it's almost exponentially, you know, providing that access and then that impact for our community in particular, with Perry being that connector spot for both trails. And so that's really exciting. It, you know, it's taken a while and there's a lot that goes into it, planning-wise, funding-wise, but really we've already seen an impact with the Raccoon River Valley Trail and even those that are, you know, driving to go ride the High Trestle Trail here in Perry. So you see that in guests at the hotel that are having this be their home base and exploring the outdoors in this area, you know, going one direction one day, going another direction another day. You see that in our restaurants for sure as they're passing through, stopping to grab a bite to eat and rest. And then you also see it in shopping too. You know, there's not a whole lot of room to pack some things on your bike when you're out on the trail as far as shopping goes. But the way that I think about it is, you know, that is a way to get, you know, someone's foot in the door as far as our community. So if we can provide a good experience and a memorable experience, perhaps they'll come back. So that's a fun thing about Burr in February, where, you know, people aren't necessarily thinking about, you know, sticking around and shopping, but it'll be a memorable experience for them. And we surely see them later on in the year when they're coming back with their families, with their spouses, staying at the hotel and really exploring our community with the retail restaurants. And ultimately, how great would it be to attract new residents as well when they come to realize that Perry is quite the hub for so many different things when it comes to recreation, as far as access to being so close to other major cities, and we've got a pretty amazing community right here.
And then something else that was shared on the Chamber's Facebook page is a link to a great economic program that preaches financial literacy, and one of the things that's certainly kind of been exposed throughout this COVID pandemic is financial literacy is a skill that's somewhat tough to come by at this day and age. So can you tell me a little bit about that program and what people should know about it?
Yeah, so one thing really is there are some great resources across the state. So with the Small Business Development Center is one that a lot of people think of, especially with SBA as kind of their partner organization. But the Iowa Center is another one that does a lot of programming throughout the year, and they really center on planning and financial literacy just in general, whether it's kind of looking into the future or, you know, figuring out what those next steps are. So they already have some really great programs, and they do have a lending arm within that organization. So those that are looking for financing, that's a place to look as well. But I think that, you know, reading up on, you know, why are they inducing this new program, with so many of the relief programs that we saw come out pretty rapidly, you know, after COVID hit, and, you know, we had the closures, you know, it was a pretty quick turnaround as far as getting applications in and having your ducks in a row to be able to apply. So I imagine that as they were assisting businesses to access some of those programs, or seeing that, you know, a business might not qualify for various reasons, you know, I think they're taking that opportunity to say, okay, so you missed out on that, but how can we get you prepared for future opportunities, get you set and ready to go so that you're prepared, but you can also plan to grow your business with or without those programs, but then definitely be ready for if that comes back around, whether it's a you know, a relief program or another business grant, or simply if you're looking to get a loan and making sure that you have all of the proper documentation that you need so that you're keeping track of your finances and you know where you're going. So I think that is very important for businesses. Sometimes it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day without kind of taking that step back to see, you know, what's needed and having that plan for the future, but then also kind of keeping up with your day-to-day so that it's real easy to gather that information so that you can be ready for an opportunity that comes up. And so I think these two programs that the Iowa Center for Economic Success is rolling out will be very important for businesses just to take the time to make sure that they're on the right track. It's never too late. It's never too early. And so really, anytime that we can share resources like that, I think that's a great, great opportunity and a great way to stay connected with what's available.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.